Smile. 90.4 FM.
And the big space story is, of course, still Artemis 1's current journey to and around the moon. In fact, I reckon this is going to remain the biggest space story for a very long time to come. Possibly for the whole duration of the 9 planned Artemis missions, which NASA hopes will culminate in human outposts on both the moon and, of course, eventually Mars. But that is jumping well ahead of the pilot mission that's currently on the go with the spaceship Orion heading to the moon. Now, several countries and companies are involved, including our very own space agency. In fact, SANSA has just announced that its facility at Hartebeest Hook outside Pretoria has been contracted by the Swedish Space Co-op. Let me say that again. Swedish Space Co-op to provide tracking support for Orion. It's a poetic moment for us, this, as the same facility was used to provide tracking services to Apollo 11, the first successful human moon landing mission in 1969.
Nice to be part of deep space history again.
Yes, it is. And in both instances, it involved the most powerful rockets ever built by humanity for the times, of course. It shows, I reckon, NASA's faith in our capabilities in this area and means that we will in all likelihood remain part of the entire Artemis program to Mars and possibly even beyond, I'm hoping. And what's really nice about this mission is that with 13 different cameras in and on Orion, it's all being live streamed and recorded in some cases with modified GoPro Hero cameras. Now, the man in charge of that is David Melendres, who says what they've made are basically Franken cameras.
Some of them are highly modified GoPros. I would not say you can go out and get them because you can't. They've been taken apart, reprogrammed, there's a new lens. They've been basically completely rebuilt in order to survive a deep space and rocket flight environment. You have to take care of the circuit boards and make sure things aren't going to fall off because they do have to go through vibration testing. We've had to attach heaters to keep them warm in deep space and just generally do our best to make sure they're not gonna keel over when you're on the far side of the moon.
But he says we're going to have to wait for Orion's return to get the 4K versions. Right now everything's low res.
So to go all the way to the moon, it's not like station. Station, we're used to getting megatons of video. That's in low Earth orbit. That's right across the street from the moon. To get a live stream video at what folks would expect as 4K video quality. Well, I can get 4K video on my iPhone. But you're not doing it from the moon.
Even so, the images of the moon that's already been sent back are simply awesome.
Oh, that's so cool.
Now, I cannot overstate the space revolution that's taking place in our time right here before our very eyes. Our kids are going to look back on these times the way we look back to Neil Armstrong's giant lunar leap in 1969. And Lindy, here's another full circle spine tingly observation. SpaceX is a key NASA partner in both the lunar and Mars explorations, which will now, of course, be tracked from Pretoria, as I said, which, as you know, is the birthplace of Elon Musk, who dreamed up some critical tech for both these missions.
I suppose it was written in the stars for him, eh?
It was indeed. I just wish the African Space Agency will now get its act together and be part of this revolution. I also hope that they would have more carefully considered the acronyms and the abbreviations when they named these things, as in the case of the African Space Agency.
ASA.
Suppose you could say it like that.
Oh, my word.
Somebody's
okay.
Going to have to say that all the time.
Smile Breakfast. Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 6 tot 9. With Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.